Coach, as we started talking with the players, you're down six with 5 minutes to go. What did it take for you guys to be able to come out, pull out this win?
We had to change things up quite a bit. Like, we started running a little bit more zone the last 5 minutes, 7 minutes maybe. And I wouldn't say our zone was perfect, but it kind of took them a little bit out of their rhythm because they were just killing us. I mean, they got the ball to Wilson wherever they wanted, and she did a good job of attacking the rim and scoring. So we mixed up our defenses, and then we put the press back on Lee.
You guys shot the ball well, 50% from the floor for the day. In terms of rebounding, you also out-rebounded them. Were those some of the key factors that you saw in the game today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that they're a scrappy team, so anytime you can out-rebound a team like that, that's huge. Late, we were pretty upset. A couple loose balls that were out there, Northwood came up with, and we're like, well, how bad do you want it? And so we were kind of all over them when we were down two, and then we got the stop, and then we tied it up, and then obviously we got another one, and they missed a ton of free throws. I mean, what can you say? I mean, we fouled them so many times. They had opportunities to win the game, and we found a way to get it done anyway.
You had four players in double figures, Tricia Principe with 23 points, Tierra Adams with 14, Lindsay Pettit with 12, Andrea Clancy with 11, all upperclassmen. What did you feel about their performance today?
It was very balanced. I mean, the reason Trish got so high is because she got herself to the free throw line and she got some layups, because normally she shoots a lot of threes, and I mean, she did hit a couple, but, you know, really it was us attacking the basket. And when, you know, in the past we've had like kind of one-dimensional, you know, where we've had one player to go to, and now we've got a whole bunch of different people that are scoring points, it makes it really hard for them to take everything away. And I thought we did a really good job of just continually moving the ball. And, you know, early in the second half, we got stagnant. They did a good job denying and didn't let us reverse the ball and move it, and we couldn't run our offense. And later, we did a better job of executing.
Wilson had a big game for them, 34 points, but you guys were able to contest the last shot that she had. She had a little bit of an open look. What were some of the things that you decided to do, I guess, in those final couple of possessions?
I thought the look she had at the end was too open, and we'll have to watch it on film again, but it was just too open, and, you know, we're lucky she didn't hit it because she was hitting a lot of shots. So, again, I think it just came down to the free throws, because she missed free throws, and that's not typical of her either. So, you know, I don't think we did enough on her, you know, to give up 34 points to a single player. And it wasn't like she was the only kid that scored. So, I mean, if she was the only one, then obviously we could have focused on her. But they had other players step up. I mean, Gibson came out of nowhere and attacked the rim and really was aggressive and actually almost came up with a rebound late that would have been huge. Instead, she fouled us, you know, I mean. And we go to the free throw line instead.
As we mentioned, a competitive conference this season. Once again, what does it take for you guys to be able to go to the Upper Peninsula next weekend and be able to pull out a couple wins?
Well, hopefully we get our exams out of the way and get some rest and then have some good focused practices, because we really need to work on some things and fine-tune some things, because going to the UP, everybody knows it's not easy to travel up there, let alone win up there. Hopefully the snow doesn't come and we can just, you know, enjoy the trip a little bit. But I know this team is a lot more confident than in the past going up there, and I know we can come back with a couple wins.
Finally, I guess, talk about the final possession where you guys were able to get the open shot to end the game and get the win.
You know, Becky made a great read. You know, the idea, normally she likes to drive left. It's no secret to anybody in the conference. She likes to drive left, but she had jammed her fingers earlier in the game, so we had put the stack on the other side of the floor so that she could go right. Or if she really wanted to, she could try to rub off the quadruple screen, but it wasn't really a screen. It was all just a decoy. We just wanted her to go one-on-one and make the read. And Lindsay, fortunately, was smart enough to slip under when they all kind of got lost in the stack. And Becky found her, and she scored, made it look easy. Made me look like a genius, and I wasn't.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It's a good read on her part.
Thank you very much.